And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. The band's back together,
yeah.
Too. Corey Sandin is here, too. Corey's our guest today, triple co-hosting today, because we're talking MC swim baits. We're talking calico fishing and a lot more that you can do with MC swim baits. So it's going to be a great show talking fishing here. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. I'm excited today. It's been a while since we had all the boys back together. It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, indeed. Corey Sandin, great to see you.
Yeah, what's up, Corey?
I call it good times.
Yeah, good times. It's been last time I saw you were standing there winging swim baits at Long Beach Fred Hall show.
And I'll tell you, Long Beach was by far, not by far, but it was definitely one of the best shows I've ever had there.
Yeah, so it was a good show.
Really to come out of that enthusiasm and kind of be belted down, I mean, it just kind of, you know, took the air out of me. But
yeah,
it's crazy that seems like it was so long ago. You know, and Long Beach was the first, at least for me, it was the first time when, you know, there was this talk about all this stuff, and, you know, there was a couple people that weren't even at the show, and we were extra cautious, and there was even rumor about how the show might not happen because of the coronavirus, and, you know, we were like, get out of here, the dumbest thing I ever heard. We would miss the Fred Hall show for something like that, and then next thing you know, here we are, you know, new world,
two and a half
you know.
2 months later, it's different with different programs.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah. Definitely. One nice thing about that is that the hotel was nice and empty.
It was so empty. Yeah.
I'll tell you one of the scary things. I mean, you two know, and a couple people close to me in life know, but not many people know, but I came out of Long Beach, and Monday morning, we get home at midnight Sunday night, and Monday morning, 8:30 in the morning, I'm starting to get chills and fever. The next morning, literally, and I'm thinking this COVID thing, and I'm thinking, holy criminy, what the hell? What's going on? And I actually that week had it was my appendix, so I had my appendix removed, and that's where the
your
fever
appendix it didn't burst. It just
no, it didn't. But that's where the fever came from, and the whole thing.
Well, like you say, you got to be tripping. Like, what is I guess this thing? Like, I mean, how many hands did you shake and nothing
right?
did you bump? And
oh, you can't. I'm the most cautious one.
You are,
I mean, you know that, right?
But
everybody
it happens,
knows me.
You know.
And then immediately after having that removed, I had pneumonia. I caught pneumonia from the hospital.
Dude. Oh,
the bacterial stuff
bacterial
that's
pneumonia.
Resistant, you know, to the hospital stuff. Anyway, so long story short, I'm thankful I didn't have that, and I'm thankful to be out. And it's that time of the year where the fish are biting and calicos are going. And, the red tide that we had, I'm glad, is clearing out. That's the craziest thing ever.
That was a heavy-duty red tide.
Seriously.
Have you seen – I mean, when was the last time you saw a red tide like that?
It has to be when I was we're talking in the 80s probably. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, and
we're talking 25 years since we saw a red tide like that.
And I think – it's so weird because there's no studies and a biologist don't know much about it. You know, I think we had that mega rain the beginning of April, and I think all that nutrients and runoff and the fresh water leads to that mega bloom. And it's right when
it was like a fertilizer for
it
the,
is.
For the,
for the That's exactly it. And you don't see it so much in the, you know, quote unquote El Nino years when the water temperature never gets below 66 in the winter. When we get below 60 degrees and the water temperature starts to come up to 62, 63, 64, that's when it blooms. That's
Got
when you
it.
Get it.
Right.
And then you add the fresh water and all the nutrients. And
we just had like a perfect storm of water condition and then the addition of all the fresh water.
That's exactly it.
One thing fed the other.
And
years ago, that was a normal inshore condition, though, right?
Yeah, it comes, well, and you're talking years ago when we would get below 60 degrees, 58, you know, 55 degrees. And as the water temperature comes up, then you start to get streakiness. And, And the worst part of it, excuse me, is when that dark water, that dark coffee water, attracts the warmth. It creates a warmth, and then it blooms even more so.
So it feeds off itself.
It does, exactly. Yeah.
And that was the weird thing. Like, even offshore, like 20, 30 miles, where you'd see
that's
the
I heard of it
red.
40 to 60 miles
And you'd run through it. The water around it would be 65. You'd run through it. It was 68, 69 degrees in the
red. Why it's warmer.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So is it the actual plankton is creating a heat, kind of? It's like a living organism.
If you lay a black T-shirt out and a white T-shirt, you know, the black T-shirt's
warmer,
right?
Attracting more warmth.
That's exactly it. Yeah. And then it blooms on top of that. And
it's crazy.
But we look at it as a bad thing. It totally is. I mean, for what I like to do in a calico and a kelp and that whole thing, it's a buzzkill because I'm a visual surface.
Yeah.
I mean, there's still
fish
underneath
weedless, baby.
It, right?
Oh, there is. Yeah. I mean, you can fish 60 feet of water. Typically, you're only looking at that red tide being no more than 10 or 12 feet deep. That's it. You know, so if you're fishing in 30 to 60 feet of water, fishing down below that, you're totally good on a lead head, swim bait, that kind of thing, you know. But the weedless and the slug on the surface.
What you like to do.
It's a buzzkill.
Totally.
Yeah.
So right now, it looks like water is pretty clean around
it's
San
clean
Diego
up.
Area. I'm not sure about Orange County, L.A. You know, maybe one of our
listeners. It's cleaning up there, too.
Yeah, I talked
to Eric, and they had a little bit. He fished with Decker, and they had little signs of it, you know, a little bit, you know, bad over here, but really good over here and some really good areas. And they had, you know, a 50, 60 fish day fishing between the pipe and Corona.
We'll have to get an Uncle Al Dana Point report. Uncle Al let us know.
Yeah. You know, Benny Florentino texted me some pictures earlier this week. He had an epic day up in his backyard.
Man, that was amazing.
Yeah, 10 and 9 and 7
That's
or 8.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I
unreal.
Mean, maybe Benny will give us the details. It sounds like water conditions up there are okay.
I would say so.
That's a phenomenal day. Yeah, they didn't get it that bad up there, really, you know.
So what is it about calico fishing in the spring? Here we are in the spring, and it seems to be time, right?
It's like anything else, really. It's things are ramping up, and they're getting on their spawn deal, and, you know, it's not happening yet, but it's ramping up, too. And in the hunting world and fishing world, it's like that springtime is just things are fattening up and they kind of, they lose track of really, you know, they might hunker down in the winter and do their, you know, just, they own a rock and do their thing, but they lose all control when springtime comes, you know, and the water's warming up and they've got to eat
more. It's
kind
of spawning season, right?
It's ramping up towards spawning season. Like Booger and Collins had that phenomenal day freshwater bass fishing. That's the same thing. That's the leading up to the spawn.
Yeah.
You know, they're fattening up and they just get stupid, for the lack of a better term. You know, they leave themselves vulnerable.
That's how I like them.
Sign me up, man.
Yeah, like when white sea bass get that way or calicos.
That's exactly.
And so what's the story? You know, a lot of times you go fish the coast and this time of the year, the colors are different in the calicos. What's that all about?
The same thing. They're getting lathered up, man. Yeah. They're getting their lather on, and they get that brighter gold in their cheeks.
Yeah,
that's
kind of spawning colors.
It is, yeah. I don't know, for whatever reason. I don't know. I'd sure like to know. You know, I know Lyle Bilquist did a lot on them. And
sure.
Some of the interesting things that Lyle did, and it was amazing, we didn't know prior to 8 or 10 years ago, was those fish don't move more than a quarter mile from where they were tagged.
That's wild.
That's the amazing part, you know, is that they're really territorial. They kind of learn an area and stay in that zone. And So, I mean, that's the beauty of it. You don't learn in things like that. But yeah, those big fish, they're 30, 40, you know, you catch an 8, 9 pounder, that thing could be 40 years old.
Wow. How is our calico population? How is it?
You know, last year I saw so many, like 13 to 15 inchers. It was ridiculous, you know. I think it's really good. And I think the size limit for some wasn't the best thing, but I think overall in the grand scheme and in the end, it's a beautiful thing because a 14-inch fish is a beautiful size fish, yields an awesome fillet if you're into keeping them, and it's led to a tremendous amount of 12 to 14-inchers. I mean, there's so many, and hey, sign me up all day long to go catch 14-inchers.
Yeah.
That's a decent-sized fish.
So that law it scared a lot of people, but it's really been healthy for the resource.
I think so, absolutely. Yeah. How could it not? I mean, more fish and yeah, I mean, it's a good thing overall.
Yeah, and really, I mean, 5 fish bass limit, that's enough, right?
Well, when you're talking 10 fish at 12 inches
and
you compare that to 5 fish at 14, I think you're actually more weight
yield
in fillet when you're talking 5 fish of 14 inches, for sure, you know.
How long does it take for a calico to get to be legal size at 14?
I think Lyle said a 12-incher at that time was like 7 years.
Wow.
And, you know, wrap your mind around that. That's a long time.
So really, probably a 10-year-old fish by the time it's 14.
I would guess. Yeah, I would guess so.
And then some of those bigger fish, like Benny's 10-pounders, I mean, 30, 40 years old?
I would say well over 30, maybe pushing.
That's crazy,
yeah,
right?
40 Think years, right? I mean, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, they grow very slow.
Super slow. Been through some, you know, crazy times, El Nino and no kelp and heavy gum. I mean, just think about all the, you know, all the things that a fish like that has made it through, you know.
Yeah, and they're, I mean, it's a beautiful fishery. Most of it's right in our backyard, you know, and that's, if you live in L.A. and, like, Benny had that incredible day at Palos Verdes, I mean, that's within 10 miles of the launch ramp. And,
sure.
That's cool.
And locally here, we can go 6-8 miles from Mission Bay either direction and have the most incredible fishery, you know.
No doubt.
You mentioned that, you know, your thing, your favorite thing, and the thing that gets you the most fired up in bass fishing is visual up on the surface and the slug and the weedless. Is that something that can be done all year? Do you need to wait for the springtime like now before that's an option? Is it totally condition related? Like, what is it that allows you to get to catch them up on the surface as opposed to a lead head and a swim bait like you were talking?
I've done it every month of the year for sure, but it's conditions. You know, if you definitely every month.
Okay.
But you can't go in January after a 15-foot swell and expect things to happen. Water's dropped at 55. But if you have consistent weather and it's 58-degree water, it's going to happen. I can make it happen.
Consistency in weather is the key.
Yeah, and water temperature.
Stability, rather.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, I've had it happen. One of the best tournament days I had with Eric Bent was up off Point Doom in like 54, 55-degree water. Super chilly.
54.
Seriously, chilly.
Yeah.
8-inch slug on the surface.
Come on.
We had over 25 pounds for 5 fish.
Oh, come on.
Seriously, yeah. On the
kelp.
Some of it was on the kelp. Some of it was off stringers.
Yeah.
And the largest one of the day I've never had happen. I've told the story a couple times, but the 8-inch slug over a pothole, literally a manhole size opening in a thick kelp, and this monster rolled on it, missed it, and you never get a second chance, you know. And I threw it back over the kelp, brought it in the hole, danced it around. The thing rolled on it again, and I thought I had him, and the slug, I swung and went flying on the other side of the boat.
No.
I literally, like a lasso, just lassoed it back in there, and he ate it, got him. It was like 6 pounds. Yeah.
No way. Cool. Wow.
So, I mean, that's 55-degree water.
Yeah.
So you
but
can,
it was stable, and, you know, it might have been 54, 55 degrees, but it was that way for several days,
and probably a decent day
on top of it.
Yes.
And that fish was hungry. Cool.
Stupid. I don't know.
Right. Well, it was probably you were in his territory. It's like, get this thing out of my territory.
Yeah, right. He wanted that thing. Yeah.
Stories like that make me want to go right this second. I want to go do that right now.
I know.
Oh, that sounds good.
And that's why I see the water cleaning up, and I want to charge, man. We went out of that horrible water, and it's cleaning up, and even if it's streaky, you can make it work, you know?
So Red Tide killed or kind of changed the kelp line. There's not as much kelp right now. A lot of eelgrass died and stuff like that, floating around and stuff like
right.
that. How will that affect the calico fishing?
Well, as long as we have some kelp. I know our kelp last year and leading up before the red tide was 75% of normal, you know, in that rough estimate, maybe 80% even maybe. And if it got peeled back a little bit, it'll come back. I think so. Because it doesn't kill it off completely. You have to imagine that red tide creates a blanket and knocks the visible sunlight out and stunts the growth and does that kind of thing. So I think it'll come back super quickly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kelp's one of those crazy things that, you know, it almost has a mind of its own, and that you give it just a little bit of time with optimal conditions and it fires back so fast.
Well, and it's all based on photo period, right? So the longer the day, the longer the growth, right?
And it can grow up to 2 feet a day.
That's crazy.
I mean, seriously, wrap your mind around that. Two feet a day. I mean, so the growth, they can grow 2 inches an hour, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's you can almost watch it grow.
Wow. Yeah.
It is pretty wild.
It is.
So, okay, Corey Sannon, this time of the year, mid-May, spawning, just kind of getting going for the calicos. What's he throwing?
For sure, the 7-inch weedless.
Last year
I had a lot of fun with a 6.5-inch slug.
Uh-huh.
6.5-inch slug rigged on a 6 or 7-aught unweighted Gamakatsu superline hook. And I changed that out to a larger spring, and that is a moneymaker. It's a lot of fun. It's a perfect grunion size. Okay. Grunion are 6 to 7 inches.
It's the smaller size slug.
6.5-inch.
It's still
very girthy.
How big is the big one? That's 9
8 inches.
Oh, that's 8 inches.
It's a hair bit over 8. It's like 8 inches. But it's about, you could probably fit 4 or 5 of the 6.5-inchers into the 8-inch. So just, you know, you can, it's like a quarter of the weight. It's so castable. You can throw a thing a mile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And those are your money baits.
That is for sure.
What about the Viejo? Man, I love the Viejo.
No, the Viejo is a phenomenal bait for sure. It is. But it's a lead-headed swim bait. And I can't, here I make all this cool stuff.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you the last time I fished a lead-headed
swim bait.
It's just not my deal.
Really?
However,
you're a surface.
Hey, catching them on the surface.
Talking big fish and this whole thing. Jack Soul, last old man, Jack Soul.
Like 84 old.
He is.
The guy's a Superman.
In his young 80s.
Yeah.
Had one over 10 pounds last week in a Catalina on a 5-inch lead-headed swim bait.
That's cool.
Jeez, fishing Catalina. The blue grunion color.
The blue grunion.
It's a very soft blue back.
It's one of my most favorite you make.
It is.
You look at that thing and it's like, well, that's a bait fish. Like, name whatever type of bait fish you like. That thing has just got like silvers and blues and it's just... That looks like something that should be swimming in some kind of nice, clean, clear water.
Supernatural.
Somewhere. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, especially like in Catalina.
Right? Oh, yeah, for sure.
10-pounder Catalina with all the pressure it gets.
And the thing is, he didn't weigh it, but this guy knows.
He knows.
He knows.
Exactly.
And listen.
Not one person ever questioned Jack, ever.
And he told me 3 times, it's the largest fish he's caught in 15 years.
Wow.
Really?
I mean... Hello. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
Ah, that's cool.
Yeah, on a 5-inch.
Must have been all that pesticide he's sprayed all those years. Man, long life.
Yeah, Jack's an awesome guy.
For sure. Yeah, he is an awesome guy. Hey, couple things. Bryce Miller wrote an article that's in today's San Diego Union Tribune. You can get it online about the San Diego City Lakes and the opening. Well done, Bryce. Really says a lot about the need to open the lakes and of course, we've talked about it here on Let's Talk Hookup quite a bit about they're going to open. Of course, they opened Otay today.
Yeah,
Miramar, and they need to open the other lakes too.
I mean,
I think Murray and Miramar were for the recreational
walkers, joggers, bikers.
But that's cool.
Yeah.
Otay is a big one.
Yeah
El Cap and San V Hodges are going
to
be.
They need to
huge.
Do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll happen.
Yeah. But nice job, Bryce. And the next job is to write a note about the San Diego Sport Fishing Fleet and the injustice going on right now with this I don't know what to call her, but this bureaucratic doctor that's basically shutting them down.
It's just so – I mean, it sucks being down at the landing right now because the potential is so good.
Yes.
You know, I mean, that fish is just – there and it's biting and our, you know, the private boat community and the commercial fishing that's being done on this side of the border, like the people that are able to take advantage of it, it has just been nothing short of fantastic. There is such good bluefin tuna fishing within 50 miles of home. There's such good yellowtail fishing at the Coronado Islands. Like, the fleet is just there and ready, and everybody's boat's done, and the maintenance done, and they're just so ready to go, and they're just slowly withering away. You know, I mean, we're approaching the point now where, I mean, these guys need to be running. It just, right. It's just not, it's so not
and,
fair for those guys.
And the Sport Fishing Association put together a great plan, a social distancing plan, a plan where I guarantee you it's safer than getting on a city bus. I guarantee you it's safer than getting on an airplane.
Yeah.
I mean,
no
it's,
doubt.
There's no question about it.
Well,
it
I mean, it's safer in a grocery store.
It's more than,
probably safer in a grocery store.
And
yeah.
You're right. I mean, it's a real deal. Like, even us in the tackle store in the landing, we've all had, like, formal training on what has to be done just so that we – and I know the boats have all done the same thing – so that they qualify for it. I mean, it's – like, they've taken it so seriously to – gain access to it, and still we're just sitting here waiting, you know.
And they're ruining businesses that have been taken years and years to build, and people's lives and stuff like that. It's like, come on, really?
And
you
the passengers are ready too. The passengers.
Oh,
I mean,
my
looking
gosh,
at Booker's loads. I mean, he's booked for the next for a week after they open.
Oh yeah.
You made the analogy last week, and it is just dead right. If you can put 50 people on an airplane. And consider that safe. There's just no reason there shouldn't be 30 guys on the San Diego in the open.
Yes,
it's just
fresh air.
It's just crazy. I mean, the facial covering's no big deal. We've all had, you know, AFCO sun masks since before this thing started. Like, there's just – it would be so easy to comply appropriately, and I just – it just blows me away that we're still in this spot that we're at. And you know, it's a decision that everybody can make for themselves. If your personal feeling is you know, it's not time for you, all good.
Don't go.
Yeah, totally no problem. Respect everybody's decision. But for those that are ready, it's just time to get things started back up again.
And like I say, with the plan that the Sport Fishing Association put together with all the boat owners, it's a good plan.
Yep.
They need to open it up. So, Bryce, next article.
Yeah.
Write about that, please. Hey, here's a guy that social distances in the air.
You think this guy's ready?
Yeah, he's ready. Tom Green, our SAC spotter plane pilot. Good morning, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick. How's it going today?
Man, it's great. We're ready to go fishing. We're ready to have you put us on some fish.
We're antsy.
Hey, you think you're ready. I'm ready. I'm telling you what now. This has been a crazy time. Yeah, my social distancing is about 73 miles.
Yeah, Roger. So, what's the reports? Have you? I know you haven't been up in the air, but I mean, there's a lot of fish around, right?
Oh, that's what I've been hearing. Yeah, I sat and had lunch with Ken Frankie the other day, and we're formulating a game plan, trying to get everything ready, and I've kind of got the green light on the first good weather we have to make sure the boats get in the right areas. But, yeah, there's fish like crazy out there. I got a couple of buddies of mine that are still flying for the purse seiners out of San Pedro. And they're seeing them. They're seeing them, and they're just, what are you going to do? When I quit this year, when we were done in Mexico, there was so much fish, and you know all that stuff is still there.
Now, when did you quit? That was like January, wasn't it?
We finished February 12th. Thank God. I mean, for what is going on now, they probably would have taken us out of the air. But, yeah, no, we finished up February the 12th.
Wow.
I was home.
Wow.
That's just crazy.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's the exact same
winter,
thing my wife
you know?
Said.
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
You know, and Tom, I remember when you made that phone call to us. We were all just foaming. You were talking about seeing some of the biggest schools you'd said you had seen in your career.
Oh, I don't know if I told you. I'm sure I did. But, yeah, the last day I flew was 6.5 mile school.
Wow.
I figured it out on
miles.
The calculator because I had plenty of time because we were all done on they were too scattered out to do anything for us. But I figured it out, and it was over 2,000 tons per mile. And that was all one-year class, all about 75 to 80 kilo fish.
Jeez.
Oh,
and I saw
gosh.
Every year class this year, every year class imaginable.
Unbelievable.
We caught a lot of 250, 300-pound fish. And when I say a lot, I'm not talking 10 tons. I'm talking hundreds of tons. No, it's
no
insane.
Kidding. That's amazing.
A lot of big fish to be caught.
God, I'm
ready
so ready. God, I'm so ready. This is driving me crazy.
Our average fish this year was over 80 kilos.
My goodness.
No way.
Like, that's like, what, 180, 190 pounds? Something like that.
Yeah, yeah. It was insane.
Yeah.
And I'm getting really excited. And, you know, I've got some, my, you know, Adrian, the Cedar Sport Fishing. He flies for the sardines for the tuna that we just caught. You can't believe everything he's seeing. He was telling me about yellowfin the other day. Yeah, you guys, don't even get me started on the back end of this, but you guys are going to have a tremendous season this year. You really will. The private guys all the way to the cattle boats, you guys are going to have a blast.
Yeah, sounds like fun, and we can't wait for you to be in the air putting us on the fish. So you're already formulating a plan when we get to go fishing, which we hope is very, very soon, that you're going to be in the air spotting for the sack boats, right?
100%. Yeah, no, I was talking to Ken the other day, and he says, Tom, let's start, you know, a week before the boats, when we get the green light, you can go out. I said, Ken, the very first day we get some nice weather, let me go. He says, Tom, whenever we get good weather, whenever it looks good to you, just blast off. And that way we'll start pinpointing it, and I'll get some great pictures and try to get you some. Maybe you can post them up or something. But, yeah, no, we're looking for a good year this year.
Okay, well, and when you start flying, which we hope is very soon, keep us posted and give us the report here on Let's Talk Hookup.
I promise I will. Can't wait to do it.
All right, Tom. Tom Green, Sack Spotter Pilot. Appreciate very much what you do, and we'll talk to you hopefully very soon.
Oh, dude, that gets me so fired up. Thanks, buddy. Well, hey, as you can hear, we've got an awesome show for you today. So much good info. I'm so stoked to have Corey. I mean, there is not a guy that I know that has a better handle on fishing, period, but certainly the inshore kelp and bait and all the time working with Everingham Brothers. I mean, just the absolute wealth of knowledge, and we're so stoked to get to be able to BS with Corey for the next 2 hours, and we want to talk to you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Not only are we going to be taking your phone calls, not only do we have lots of great info coming your way, we are also giving away such a killer prize, a $150 custom gift pack from MC Swim Baits.
Yeah.
You're getting hand-picked baits coming from Corey. Just what a killer prize.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you're getting the MC hookup for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Plus, you're going to get a $50 gift certificate to Point Loma Seafoods.
The freshest thing in town.
That's
man.
Got squid sandwich written all over it. They're open 7 days a week, 11 to 6 every day. I went down and got a piece of fresh California king salmon yesterday. We ate it for dinner last night. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, sign me up,
unbelievable.
Man.
Unbelievable. Their case right now is unbelievable, the fresh fish. And, you know, they're doing good business, so get there early.
Yep, no
and,
doubt.
And get on it. Point Loma Seafoods, thanks a lot. So that great hand-picked assortment of MC baits and $50 gift certificate to Point Loma Seafoods.
Sounds like a good morning to me. And, again, just your chance to talk to the man. Corey, hey, when you give us a call, again, 833-288-0973 in the running for all that great stuff. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Okay, we're here at beautiful Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska, with Mark Powers, owner and operator of the lodge, and Chris Martino, who's running the new kayak program here at Whalers Cove Lodge. Mark, tell us about this new kayak program.
Kayaking in Alaska was just a natural progression for us to move to. We've got the conventional saltwater charter fleet. We've got amazing freshwater systems and eco-tours. Kayak fishing has been something we've been watching for years. We've aligned with Hobie together a pretty amazing fleet.
Well, we've got tons of options. We've got a couple locations around the inshore area where we have kayaks staged. We've also got inflatables up in some of our freshwater systems. So we've got an opportunity to fish the lingcod, the halibut, all the five Pacific salmon species, you know, Dolly Varden and cutthroat trout.
There's a dedicated page just for the kayak program on the website, whalerscovelodge.com.
I've experienced that freshwater fishing here as well as the saltwater fishing, and I can imagine fishing from a kayak has got to be just incredible.
It's another innovation from Seaguar, the proven leader in saltwater leader material. Introducing new Gold Label Leader. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet, 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates in clear water and on leader-shy fish. New Gold Label is made with exclusive Seaguar fluorocarbon resins in a double structure process which provides exceptional knot and tensile strength. Yet it's soft and cinches easily for fail-safe knots. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here at the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup.
That's right.
Overlooking the fleet, man. Everybody's ready to go. Boats are all looking good.
Oh, they're
it's a
looking
good, day.
Good, yeah. Time to go fishing. Beautiful. Tom Green gets you fired up every time.
Man, it did.
Yeah, it's like time to go.
First bass fishing, now tuna fishing. Like, let me out of here.
Yeah. Sad news to report. Our friend Steve West, who radio icon in San Diego.
Legend.
Legend 91X. I mean, passed away on Monday, sadly. There's a really nice written article in the San Diego Union Tribune about Steve and his career and some of the quotes from some of the people. But the Steve was always a shining light when we would come into the fan studio every morning, and the music from his show would be blaring.
Dude, that guy was a for real, just rocked out. I mean, to his last days, like, we would come in the morning, and it's early, you know, he'd come in before the radio show, and he was doing a show on 94.9. And, like, it was just pumping in there. Like, through the soundproof doors and soundproof windows, you could hear every word and every beat to every song. Like, dude rocked out.
Yeah, it, like, throbbed the walls into the studio next
to us. Rad.
But he rocked out, and he rocked out right to the end there. You know, he passed away from cancer. But he fought that battle for a long time. And he'd come to the studio and he's, I just finished my chemo treatment. I mean, he'd still be smiling.
He was cool, man.
Just a really great guy and a really an icon in San
for
Diego
real.
Radio that's going to really be missed.
I grew up listening to him.
With
man.
That English accent, you can't miss him.
I mean,
if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have met him. And,
yeah.
And seriously, the nicest guy in the world.
Super good yeah. guy. So we're going to miss you, Steve.
I remember doing the show in the old Pacific Highway Studios when I was 13 years old
yeah.
answering phones. He would be in there rocking out.
Oh,
then,
yeah.
You know, 25 years later, same dude, just crushing it, you know, where he's at now. He was just a cool dude and definitely
yeah.
going to be missed, but what a full and fun and rad life lived, and that guy lived it to the very end, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, we could hear him in the next studio in that building, too.
You would look at him like, man, this guy is, you know, whatever, 40 years, 50 years my senior, and like I'm like, hey, turn that down, man. What's wrong with you? You know, he definitely didn't live the, if it's too loud, you're too old, man. He wasn't too old, no doubt about it. He liked it. He was a good dude.
Was great at
yep.
what he did.
I really like Steve.
He's a real pro.
Gonna
only
miss him.
One of a kind, for
yep.
sure. Steve West, for sure. Well, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
Well, jam-packed they are, man. Every single phone line full. Everybody wants to talk to Corey. Again, if you want to get your shot to get through, it's 833-288-0973. We're going to get things kicked off with Troy Connors from Fontana this morning. What's up, Troy? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Rick, Corey, Pete, nice to hear you guys. You guys got so much energy this morning. Exciting show.
Thanks. We want to go fishing.
I know. Hey, so I got a comment and then a question. Last year at Del Mar, I had my kids there, my wife, and we were shopping around. And there was one booth that had these gummy sharks that they were giving them away if you go and sign their petition. So my kids, like, jumped all over it. Then I'm down the way talking to Corey, buying some MC swim baits. I walk away, and the kids thought that I just bought a handful of gummies. So I'm just thinking, MC gummies, they'd be awesome, Corey. You should go for it.
Yeah, Corey.
Yeah, exactly.
You
no.
can pin it on your hook, catch a calico, and eat it, too.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
So my question, Rick, is, man, I've been looking at the Pin Fathom 2-speed for a while, and then suddenly the Speedmaster 2 comes out. So now I'm like, which do you think would be – I mean, are they equal, or is one better than the other? Or because they're about the same price point, too.
Yep. I mean, they're both very good reels by very good manufacturers. So I think that you would be very happy with whatever decision you ended up making. I think, in my opinion, I really do like that Speedmaster a lot. I think that both reels probably have some merits. You know, they both are very good free spooling. Shimano is like a gearing company first. You know, that's like where they're so known in that bicycle world too, and it carries through with anything they make, that the reels are just exceptionally smooth. So as far as smoothness in the gear and gear power, I think you'll slightly be edged out in the Speedmaster. Not to say that you would be disappointed in the purchase of a Fathom. I mean, that reel free spools like a son of a gun and has great power and looks and too, and the reels are similar priced. I think the Speedmaster is a little bit nicer looking as far as fit and finish goes, and I think the gears are probably a little smoother. But, again, both great reels, and, you know, it kind of comes down to whether you're a Ford or a Chevy man, and I'm a Ford man, and I like those Speedmasters, but I don't think you'd be making a bad decision at two very similar reels in that category.
And that Speedmaster is so ergonomically nice, too, fits in your hand, and just like a really nice piece of machinery.
It really is. It's an inexpensive version of Italica. It's not Italica, but it is not far off of it. At under $300.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I think you'd be making a great choice, whichever one of the reels in that world, at that price point, those two leaps and bounds above everything else. I'd probably edge out with the Speedmaster.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
How about we jump back into him and talk to Don? He's calling us from Woodland Hills. Good morning, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for the opportunity to speak with Corey. Corey, you've been. I'm glad to hear that you're doing well. I understand why you haven't been on the radio now. Question for you. I'm with the county beaches opening up here in Los Angeles. I'm going to try and get out and do some shore surf fishing. Would like to target halibut. What would you use as far as your baits goes for targeting halibut from the surf?
Yeah, good morning to you, Don. The grunting runs are definitely the number one like attractant between that February and June, July time frame, and right now you're in the midst of it, and as the water temps coming up, the grunting runs. That 6.5-inch slug is a fun one, you know. If not, the 5-inch or the 7-inch split tail, and a drop shot bait too. You can go drop shotting and do it that way. lethal.
Explain that.
The drop shot is like freshwater fishing.
Just like a freshwater drop shot.
Yeah.
But you use a slug.
Well, it's a slug-style lure. Yeah. I've made
a drop shot bait for it. It's really cool. Yeah.
It's really neat looking. It's got a scale pattern, you know, a little head and the whole thing. But I use a 5-aught Gamakatsu EWG or super line hook, and you tie your main line to the top of the hook, to the top of the eye of the hook, and then tie a sinker line separately to the bottom, so it's all in line.
So you're not doing a Palomar like you
That's
would
correct.
Light line.
Please don't do that, because if you hook a good one, it breaks.
Okay.
It's not a good scenario. It'll last you all day until you hook that 12-pounder.
No.
Right.
And then, so, again, go over the rig.
I use a 1-ounce torpedo. I'm using a very lightweight rod, a 6.5, 7-foot, super, you know, 12 to 15, super bendy rod. And the reason being is I'm using 20 to 30 pound Spectra, super light Spectra to the hook. It's all pretty lightweight, but I'm using a 1-ounce torpedo. It kind of trips your mind out a little bit, but that's my anchor. And the anchor is so that as I'm twitching and working the bait, it's pivoting from the sinker. The sinker is not moving a tremendous amount. It's just inch by inch instead of foot by foot. So I can target and pinpoint the zone and the sand channels and work it. I'm working an area that I can see visually less than 50 feet away.
Okay.
And it is a lethal technique.
So that sinker just holds on the bottom, and that little drop shot bait is just dancing all over the place. But
that's
it's not. It's dancing in the relative same area,
and it's in the relative area where you know it's the right zone. That's where the sand meets the surf grass in that scenario. The other fun one is that 6.5-inch slug, rigged on a 6 or 7-aught Gamakatsu superline hook, unweighted, and you can either nail weight it or you can use like a 1/4-ounce worm weight pegged.
Oh,
and
okay.
Let me tell you. That is a fun way to do it. I was doing this just before the closures. I had several sessions in the North County of San Diego, Del Mar, that kind of zone, where I had days where I had 3-4 calico bass, up to like 3-4 pounds, a couple small halibut, a couple days where I had actually grass bass, rockfish, up in 4 feet of water. I watched them eat it. On the surface, watching them eat it.
Wow.
That is cool.
Yeah, right? So
you're fishing real tight to the beach.
Super tight. Like, a lot of it happens literally 2 to 3 rod lengths.
And this is when
from
the grunion are running.
Around the grunion run.
Yes. So are you fishing off the beach?
From the beach.
And
standing.
You're not getting your boat in that tight.
No. standing in less than knee-deep water.
Wow.
That is cool.
It's a lot of fun.
That's way cool.
Yeah, and there's a lot of legal halibut. Like, you'll catch... And it's the big ones are typically, you know, like 10 or 12 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them up to 20, 25 pounds in the surf.
Off
the beach. But a lot of the good ones are that 8 to 12 pounds.
Yeah. When you're rigging that slug, whether it be, you know, unweighted or pegged or however, are you doing it how you the traditional way was with the 8-inch slug, where you screw a spring into the bait and then using an offset style worm hook? Or are you using a screw lock style hook like you do with the weedless bait?
It'll totally work the way that we did the 8-inch like that. But I use the Gamakatsu Superline unweighted hook has a spring on the front. But
it does, okay.
But no matter the brand of
hook,
you have to change a spring out. The spring I use, an Owner large spring. I change them out for everything. I buy them in the 45 pack, and you have to change them out and. It is so fun. That thing works like a Zara spook, weedless, but totally weedless.
So you can cast it out, and if there's
a mile,
if there's kelp and grass or something somewhere, no big deal.
100% weedless.
It's going to worm its way right through.
100%.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
that is good. Hey, Don, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. All right, big time in the world of Freedom Boat Club. Dan Hasbrook's on the line, and they are open for business. Good morning, Dan.
Nice. What's up, Dan?
Good morning, gentlemen. How's it going today?
Hey, great. I was so thrilled to hear that your customers with Freedom Boat Club are able to get back on the water now.
I'm sure you were, and who was more enthusiastic was those guys. They've been waiting patiently for us to get open. You know, we were only a week removed from recreational boating to them allowing the businesses that could do boating to operate Mission Bay and San Diego Bay. So we're all excited, which is great.
Yeah, so you're open for business, taking new members, et cetera, and how's it going?
It's going great. You know, what's exciting this time of year is really the boat intake. Every April, May, June, every year, we order 20-plus boats. They all show up at the same time.
Jeez.
So, yeah, we're wrestling on the backside and where people can't see, getting these boats prepped and dunking them every day. And the members are excited, especially the new ones, and really everybody, because we were all cooped up. So,
I've always been so impressed by the model that you have, in that, you know, you don't, as you gain more members, it's not like, it doesn't get harder to get onto a boat. You just add more boats to the fleet. So no matter what, you know, if you add another 10 guys, there's going to be another boat to put them on. So, you know, no matter how popular the business gets, not only does it get, you know, no more difficult, it gets less difficult, because you're adding so many boats and they're not necessarily all going at the same time. So as this becomes more popular, the, you know, opportunity to get on one of your great boats increases.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the other big perks with the boats is, you know, we try boats out. You know, we you know, you guys have heard us before. We got pontoon boats, deck boats, fishing boats, center consoles, and pilot houses. But, you know, we tried boats that didn't work. And quite honestly, if you went out there and bought that boat, you're almost stuck with it. You know, there's a loss there. So, you know, for example, we had these Cobia center consoles, which we really love, but they just didn't work for the club. So we're sliding back over to these Key West. And we hooked up with Randy at Blue Water Bay Tank, and we're installing, you know, the nice Blue Water system in all the Key West boats this year, because, you know, that's the best way to do it. It's going to work out great. But that's the value of the club. We've got great staff to get that done, and a scalable model that works for that. So,
yeah, and the cool thing is all these boats you get, you equip them with the right stuff for Southern California fishermen, right?
That's correct. And that was, you know, that was a lesson learned. I told you guys before, I think I sat at the first Fred Hall show, me and my wife at the booth, just getting a lot of input, listening to every single fisherman that walked by, and, you know, we got to put these bait tanks on here, and we've got to pay attention to what people want, because that's how we get the club big, and that's how we make members happy. So,
yeah,
I dig it, man. I think the model is so cool. I've got lots of buds that are members, and,
cool.
You know, and they take such advantage of I've got a really good buddy that just signed up for the weekday only. He's a retired guy, doesn't really fish on the weekends anyway. Got a great discount for doing his thing that way. And he says the days that he gets, you know, to fish are more than he could go anyway. It's a really cool deal. And it really is. It's having your own boat without the hassle.
Especially today, right? In today's environment, I mean, time to join Freedom Boat Club.
Dude.
For sure. And you have a location in Mission Bay, San Diego, as well as, I believe, Marina Del Rey, is that right?
So local San Diego would be Mission Bay, San Diego Bay. Going up the coast would be up in Huntington at Peter's Landing. Then you've got San Pedro, and he's going to open up, the other gentleman who owns that, I believe, Redondo. And then breaking news for everybody here in San Diego would be, we are opening up Ventura Freedom Boat Club in about 30 days. Really excited about that.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, again, and I know we have listeners up in Ventura that would be thrilled to find that out, too.
Go ahead, please. No, please.
We signed up, I think we actually have about 10 or 12 brand new members in Ventura waiting for us to open. So the buzz has already started
cool.
up there, which is awesome.
And you've mentioned it before. That's the beauty of when you join the club. You're not just joining Mission Bay or just joining San Diego. So if the sea bass bite is on at the Channel Islands and you're a San Diego guy, you're a member of Freedom Boat Club. You get to, you know, run up to Ventura and go get the boat.
Yeah, and that's the value of, you know, when you sign up and you pay your entry fee and you start your monthly dues. I mean, every year it gets better. I mean, think about the first group of ladies and gentlemen that signed up 5 years ago with me. They just keep getting added bonuses, more boats, more locations, more places, and more exciting things to do. So it's great. I mean, there's no better time to join than right now. I say it every year, but this month especially. So.
Oh yeah, right now is especially a good time to do it. So how do we join Freedom Boat Club, Dan?
So easiest way to do it is check out freedomboatclub.com, fill out your information, and my salespeople just get in touch with you. They take you through what we call a virtual tour nowadays, because we're trying to keep some social distancing. So we take you through the reservation system, all the boats we have, what a day in the life of a member looks like, and then we get you signed up. The staff right now, the sales guys, are offering $1,000 off the entry fee, and they can take you through the whole process.
Wow.
Awesome.
So easy. And great website, too, right?
Yeah, it's easy. You can go on there, and if each member, or excuse me, if each prospective member wants to take a look at the website, it'll show you what types of boats we have at each location, and it'll actually show you the boats around the world at all the other locations throughout the United States and Canada. So.
Fishing without the hassles.
No trailer.
Right? Only, yeah.
No trailer, no maintenance, no cleanup, no nothing.
Yep. Yeah.
Just go fishing. Yep.
Sounds like a good. Exactly. Once again, how do we get a hold of you and want to join Freedom Boat Club, Dan?
Yeah, you want to just go to freeboatclub.com. You take a look at the location section. You click on San Diego. You give us your first name, last name, email, phone number. We give you a call, set up a virtual tour, take you through the program, show you what it's all about. No hassles.
I just know my bud who joined up, his monthly dues are less money than our monthly slip payment. So to get to have his access to every boat in the fleet costs less money than it does just to keep your boat in the water. I mean, it's just,
That's
a no-brainer.
Right. Yeah, I'll give you a 30-second story on that. I had a member call me and said, hey, I noticed my boat was changed over. I said, what happened to that boat? I go, well, you know, the engine had a problem with it. We had to pull it, and we gave you a brand new one. Is that going to be okay? And he laughed on the phone and said, of course.
Nice. Cool. Yeah, that's the kind of business you run, Dan. It's an awesome business. Freedom Boat Club, check it out. Dan, great to know you're back in business and people can go fishing.
So appreciative of you guys and everybody else out there. You guys be safe. But really, really thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate that. Hey, this portion of the show is sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. They have a complete saltwater tackle shop, the full deli, Mexican and California licenses. They offer trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay, and East County Bait and Tackle. They're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check danalanding.com for more info. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots more great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4- and 6-pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
All right, time to talk about great gear from our friends at Shimano, and I got to tell you, that Shimano Tranks, Corey Sandin, I mean, right?
I live
the ultimate calico.
Two and 300 size.
Yeah,
my money.
The 200, 300 size.
Talking inshore, how do you beat Tranks? I mean, a reel that was built for saltwater inshore style fishing from the ground up, you know.
Yeah.
They had a lifetime of building the best low profile reels, and then you take all that engineering and building a saltwater purposed reel. It's Tranks.
Yeah, for sure. I was up in Morro Bay earlier this week fishing shallow water rock cod with Harold Davis, and I was using Tranks. Tranks 300. Unbelievable power. You hook those 6-pound reds from 80 feet of water, man. You have the power to turn the handle.
I want to do that inshore thing that Corey's talking about. What's the right size for fishing the beach in that weedless load?
I use a 300 size reel and get it done that way. Yeah,
yeah.
It's when you hook a nice calico or a nice halibut, you have the power to back it up.
You match it with a Terramar rod, inshore rod, you can't beat it. The Shimano, Terramar, and Tranks combo can't be beat at your local Shimano dealer.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot Bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time talking fishing this morning.
Indeed. Corey Sandin, MC Swim Baits. Of course, he's our third co-host, too, but today's MC Swim Baits. Yeah.
I love being in here and spending time with you guys.
Yeah,
he
is too, the buddy. First time in the world headquarters here doing the broadcast.
Yeah, I love the world headquarters.
Yeah, it's all good. All right, let's jump into the phones.
You got it, man. Roy in San Diego is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Roy.
Hey, good morning, guys. Not too long ago, you were talking about all that halibut fishing and stuff. And Rick, you brought up the old, the original big slug where he cut the string and he had to cut the bottom with a knife and stuff and spread the hook through that. I do a lot of fishing in the kayak, mostly Mission Bay, I guess, stuff. And I was thinking about throwing that, looking for the halibut and stuff. Is there tips you can use on wanting to try and use that for the halibut out there?
Oh my gosh, Roy! Yeah, right. That 8-inch. I actually, most people relate it to calico fishing. You know, that's the funny part of it. I've talked about it a couple times before, but that 8-inch slug I actually made for fishing the bay on a leadhead fishing for halibut. That. You know, the 5-inch slugs are so lethal on spotties, and I'd catch just to give you the backstory, you know, the 5-inch, so friendly with catching spotties and catching a halibut that I'm like, you know what, I'm going to make a bigger one, and I'm going to weed the spotties out, and I'm going to target just halibut. And I would fish that 8-inch, Roy, on a half-ounce to three-quarter-ounce lead head, three-quarter in like 20 feet of water or more, and half ounce, you know, in that 15 to 12 feet of water, it's perfect.
Which is a light lead head when you think about
super
how
light.
Big that bait is.
Super light.
Yeah.
But you don't want it sinking like a rocket. Mm-hmm. You want it gliding and redirecting. Just keep that in mind. You know, you don't want it to sink straight to the bottom.
Yeah.
You want it to be able to redirect and move around and glide, and it drives them nuts. Let me tell you, I had more spotted bay bass, Roy, hammering that thing than you would ever believe. It's think about how many jack smelt you see in the bay that are that 8 to 12 inch.
Yeah, right.
Okay, well, how many of them are ever dumb enough to get within 2 feet of the eelgrass,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right.
Not very many. But when they do, those spotties, absolutely, it drives them nuts.
Them.
Oh, my gosh. And a lot of guys overthink it. They think they have to have a long shank lead head and trailer hooks and all that stuff. The shorter the shank of lead head, the better off you are. Put it right at the head.
Really?
Seriously. They hammer the head of that thing like unbelievable. And a story on that is I used a longer shank lead head, and I missed all the bites because they were hitting the head.
Oh.
The ones I hooked were from the outside of the face.
Really?
In, yes.
Okay.
So don't overthink it. Just the only key ingredient is super glue.
Okay.
And to attach to the lead head?
To keep it, keep the plastic attached to the lead head,
yeah.
Yes.
But that's not good for your business, though.
No, but it's, you know, I mean, am I good for my business? I don't know.
Yeah.
And that's a crazy thing. That brings up a whole other subject. This summer is 25 years.
Wow.
With MC
no
Swim
way.
Bates.
Congratulations,
25
Corey.
Years.
Awesome.
25 years.
Isn't that crazy?
That
so,
is cool.
You know, to share the passion and share the love.
Yeah, and you do, Corey. You're so generous.
No
and
doubt.
So
but that's
giving of your knowledge and expertise.
I love it. And,
yeah.
And really, what Roy is talking about, an 8-inch slug, or what somebody is talking about, Viejos, or using anything else, that's what I use. I mean,
yeah.
It's whatever I put out, whatever I use is what I put into the tackle shops. So
what still just blows me away about MC Swim Baits every day, and I do, I think about it every single day when I go to work and, you know, I see the giant display. Corey pours every one of those.
Every single one.
You don't have a
yeah.
team of guys. You don't have a bunch of people. You pour every single bait, and that's why
yeah.
you don't ever see an MC swim bait that's got an overpour. You don't ever see one where the colors are bleeding funky. You don't ever see one ever that's not 100%.
There's very few that can say they love what they do. And, you know, you two are probably one of the few, but that's, I love what I do.
Yeah.
And that's, it's a passion, it's a love. And if I was chasing the paper and looking for the money, I would have done 10 different things by now.
Sure, sure.
You know, it's not a deep money kind of deal. It's just, it's enough to make a living and enjoy what I do and wear a smile and share the passion and love with somebody like Roy.
And you can select the dealers, because you only make so many.
I'm only...
You can select the dealers that you want to do business with.
I have,
and you don't have to do business with
them. I have like 20 or 23 shops. I don't know exactly right offhand, but they're none of them are super close for the most part. I started in San Diego. First shop I was in was Seaforth Sport Fishing.
Right. That's cool.
Leroy was like, hey, the deckhands are using them. Let's put them in the shop. I'm like, I guess so. Let's
so you were just making baits for your buds.
I was doing it for myself and a few friends.
Yeah.
And off it went.
That's a cool story.
That's
that's how it started. Leroy was like, you got to make this happen, man. We need these things.
It was at Seaforth. Yeah, a lot of fun.
That's cool.
Roy, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming right, including checking in with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet with a fresh new look. The Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat, and now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like 2 free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat. Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.